A couple of state senators hope to slice through Wisconsin's rancor-ridden mining debate. A Florida-based company wants to extract iron ore from south of Lake Superior, creating hundreds of jobs, but only if the state does not drag out the permitting process. Republican Senator Dale Schultz and Democrat Bob Jauch say they've drafted a 12-page bill addressing concerns some have with the lengthy bill the Assembly approved. Jauch took a break from the Senate floor late Tuesday to talk with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz.
I give great credit for Senator Schultz for realizing that there are some very simple solutions to this challenge that don't require the need to have 140 pages of changes to our environmental policies and can still provide effective, streamlined process that works for the applicant and protects the public interest.
Would this be correct that the heart of the bill would maintain current environmental law, streamline the DNR process, and ensure that 100% of the revenue would go directly to the regional communities?
That's absolutely correct, and it took us about 12 pages to do it. Last week during the finance hearing, the company president made it very clear that he wanted a predictable process with an end date. So we delivered what he asked for, a very responsible bill so that there could be maximum cooperation between the state, federal, tribal authorities who have some jurisdiction and the ultimate decision.
Do you feel that there is the potential of environmentally safe, sound iron mining that could take place in the Pinokies?
Responsible mining does occur and can occur. But in order to achieve responsible mining, one must insist on a responsible mining law. Because when dealing with natural resources that were formed tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years ago, you don't get a second chance. And so given the location up in the Pinokies, so close to Lake Superior, a very shallow watershed, rivers that flow through the Bad River, a reservation into the Coggin Slough and wild rice beds into Lake Superior, it is critically important that we don't allow any shortcuts. Minnesota does very well with workable timelines that are similar to these, but they do not weaken their environmental standards, and the companies find ways to meet those challenges.
Do you hold out a strong hope that your bill can gain traction and that it could become a law?
Well, it should be. It's the responsible version of the bill that people were asking for, number one. Number two, it is very responsive to the needs of the citizens who are most impacted by the mine. Number three, it proves that you don't need to change the environmental standards to achieve the company's objective of a reasonable time process. Whether or not Gogebic stays in Wisconsin is not the issue. We have an obligation to come up with mining law that applies to small mining projects or large mining projects, wherever they are, whomever the company is.
Senator Jauch says he has not conversed with Assembly Republicans since last week. Their leaders issued a joint statement Tuesday opposing the Jauch-Schultz plan, saying it has elements the Assembly has already rejected, and they will not advance bills that increase taxes on business or red tape.